just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, June 18th, 2026 edition. Not everything is going smoothly with unity in Speaker Matt Hall's Republican caucus. There's a couple of state representatives that I have a problem with over the years. I know both of these gentlemen, but one in particular, I got to meet on a ferry boat ride, the last boat ride from Mackinac Island back to Mackinac City back, I think it was two or maybe three biennial Republican leadership conference. It wasn't the one this year, this past year that they had, 2025. I think it was 2023. I think I've known State Representative Jim DeSanta, Republican of Carlton, down in the Monroe County area since 2023. About 3 years I've known him. We sat together on the ferry boat. We talked about the conference. He introduced himself to me. I introduced myself to him. He goes, oh, I know who you are. I said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. We talked about him winning his seat as a state representative. He said he knocked on almost every single door, Republican door, in his district. He got to know his constituents. I think he was elected for the first time that year, won re-election easily. I believe he's serving his second term in the state house. Well, he's had a breakdown with his very own Monroe County Republican Party. And that riff spilled into and onto the House floor yesterday, after a private recording was circulated in which he called his fellow Republican state representatives, quote unquote, scumbags, and negatively framed Jamie Thompson, state representative from Brownstown, on account of her daughter's death. Thompson said she feels like her deceased daughter's memory was mocked in the recording. Well, after the recording got circulated to the Republican state representatives, it prompted the House Republicans Women's Caucus to walk out of session yesterday from the House chamber. Speaker Matt Hall went and spoke with the Women's Caucus, who were sitting in their caucus room. After Hall convinced them to come back to the House floor, he immediately pulled State Representative Jim DeSana off the floor for a private conversation. The House continued with their legislative work without the Speaker and without State Representative Jim DeSana. We'll continue this story on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. This little riff that's going on with State Representative James DeSana, Republican down in Carlton, Michigan, Monroe County Republicans. Well, after the House Republicans Women's Caucus walked off the floor, they soon returned with Speaker Matt Hall, at which time Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, pulled Representative DeSena off the floor for a private conversation. The House chamber resumed their legislative activities without the Speaker Matt Hall, without Matt Hall and State Representative James DeSena. DeSena spoke with MERS News Service, and he wanted to be protective of the details from the conversation with the Speaker, though he said most of it was about caucus unity, adding that Hall encouraged him to talk to the representatives who reached out to him. DeSena said overall it was a good, productive, private conversation. Well, the fallout of this all started following the circulation of excerpts from a March Zoom meeting between State Representative Jim DeSena and the Monroe County Republican Party officials. Todd Gilman resigned as the county party chair on May 12th. Following disputes he had with DeSena and showing that he was the one who actually recorded the meeting and sent portions of it to State Representative Jamie Thompson. In the recording, Representative DeSena criticized Thompson as well as State Representative Riley Linton of Wyandotte, saying he would not endorse either lawmaker. His comments, however, didn't just stop at those two lawmakers. According to the recording, DeSena said, "I look at almost every one of my fellow state representatives as a scumbag. These people stay in Lansing. They drink with the lobbyists. They eat with the lobbyists. They are swamp rats to the core, to the ninth degree. And some of them even date each other. They stay out. We've got three couples in our 56 members. Six state representatives dating each other. One couple is actually engaged. It's pretty disgusting, actually." Well, much of the recording focused on his apparent disdain for State Representative Thompson, which sources said he's had it for about a half a decade. However, he told MERS today that Thompson has had a vendetta against me from day one because I knew about her previous run-ins with the law. He added that when he first ran for his seat, she actually posted a video accusing him of attempting to bribe one of his primary opponents not to run against him. As for the audio records released today, DeSena spent time explaining to the Monroe County Republican Party's Executive Committee the backstory of his dispute with Thompson. He candidly shared things about her family, including her late daughter, who died nearly 5 years ago in a motorcycle accident, leaving behind children whom Thompson is now raising. Well, during the March call, DeSena criticized Thompson for speaking publicly about her daughter's experience in an abusive relationship and questioned Thompson's portrayal of her daughter as a victim. "How many times have you heard her tell the story about how her daughter was victimized on a motorcycle?" DeSantis said in the meeting. When another participant objected to discussing decisions Thompson's daughter may have had before her death, DeSantis responded that Thompson tells the story frequently. She uses it as a victim mentality. This is basically why I don't want to have anything to do with her. DeSantis, also in the recording, tied those remarks to Thompson's resolution on date violence, calling her advocacy hypocritical because of allegations involving Thompson's adult son. It's the whole story she brings out every single time, DeSantis told the Monroe County Republicans. She's told it at least 20 to 30 times in public about her daughter, who was killed on a motorcycle tragically, quote-unquote, said DeSantis in the video. He referred to this back to the March meeting. DeSantis said she lied about him spreading her family's personal information, but that she and other Republicans were the ones that were always looking at what they do. He referred to them as digging up stuff, even about our speaker, Matt Hall. In the meeting, DeSantis said, you know, we saw all the things they brought up about our speaker. They were always digging stuff up about Matt. And yes, they even FOIA'd a police report. They did it. It wasn't me, but I was made aware of the police report and the recording. DeSantis said today that Thompson has sent her off her staff into his office on two different occasions to discuss political documents, which he said is a clear violation of the law. I reported both of those incidents to the House leadership. One of her aides even accused me and my staff of forgery. DeSantis added that Thompson blames him for all of her problems, and then continued to share his opinion on the death of her daughter and her personal life. In the recording, DeSantis said, while the death of an adult child is tragic, this event was not the result of domestic violence. Her daughter was leaving a Romulus strip club at 2 o'clock in the morning on her boyfriend's motorcycle. They hit a pothole. According to the police, both were ejected off the bike and they died. Well, the leak recording is the latest consequence of DeSantis' growing conflicts with the Republicans in the Monroe County portion of his district. Thompson told MERS News Service that she entered politics in part as an outlet for her grief. Politics aside, I truly ran for office to put effort into my campaign to offset the pain that I sometimes could barely handle. This June 24th, it'll be 5 years ago, I lost my daughter. I care deeply about the families I represent. I'm not perfect. I never claimed to be. But right is right and wrong is wrong. My daughter's life meant something, and I will not have her mocked. She is not a survivor. She's a victim because she's not here. Every day I look after her children and I wish she was here to be able to share in their memories. Well, Todd Gilman, who resigned as chair of the Monroe County Republican Party on May 12th, after State Representative DeSantis spent countless hours, days, and weeks trying to secure enough executive committee votes to remove Gilman and his party's vice chair. Though he said DeSantis failed to secure the necessary votes to remove him, he continued calling members of the executive committee. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. state representatives and state senators should not be involved in local county party politics. The citizens, the precinct delegates that become members of a local county party are independent and have their own autonomous functions within the party. They are not loyal necessarily automatically to the state rep and the state senator. You have to earn their respect. As a matter of fact, if you want your county parties to support you, you need to be engaged with them. You need to come and support their events. You need to come to their monthly meetings, and you need to give them updates from Lansing. You work for them. They don't work for you. And with this story saying that DeSanta was trying to remove the chairman and the vice chair of the county party, totally against it. And even after he failed to get enough votes to remove them, he continued calling the executive committee members. Well, Gilman said the dispute between DeSanta and the county party arose partly over control of a committee that would consider rewriting the county party's bylaws. Gilman maintained that appointing that committee was his responsibility as chair. Totally, probably, according to their bylaws, absolutely correct. Well, according to Gilman, State Representative DeSanta contacted executive committee members about creating separate bylaws committee, not under the control of the county chairman, Gilman, and instructed them not to tell Gilman or his vice chair. Gilman said that when he confronted the representative DeSanta, the representative responded, "I don't give a crap what you know. I am coming for your resignation. I finally just had enough of it and resigned," Gilman said. "And then when I resigned, within the next day, about 18 other people resigned as well. I mean, he was calling people so much, they ended up blocking his phone number." Gilman said the recorded Zoom meeting was called by the representative DeSanta on a Sunday night to brief local Republicans following news reports involving Thompson's son, another state representative that shares Monroe County. Gilman recorded the roughly 90-minute conversation, but sent only portions of it, saying other participants did not want to make the full call public. Well, Jim, with all due respect, I think you are completely out of order. You should not be trying to control or influence the Monroe County Republican Party. You should not be blocking their rewriting their county's party's bylaws. You acted completely inappropriately as a state rep. I don't think you're going to win very many votes in Monroe County this year. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.